saying anything for anything, but if you are of a certain age, and that age happens to be, you know, 46, that was a very influential song in your sexual awakening. That is Tiffany, and I think we're alone now, and I think we can all safely say that without any disruption. Time, though, we are not alone. In the words of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, we are not alone. We have on the line...
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey,
Richard Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
I keep forgetting that bit. Hello, thanks to Optus. It is Richard Pasco. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's like God just snuck in there just to say a few words.
And as you all know, my good friends, God, his preferred carrier is indeed Optus. Because I reckon the other bloke's on the other one. Anyway, thanks to Optus, covering more of our region than ever, it is Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. What about this weather, Adam?
Beautiful, isn't it? Mudlarks.
Yes.
All over the place.
I reckon it's Greta Thunberg's fault, personally. But, yeah. I'll get letters on that.
Are you working on talk radio a bit more often nowadays? Because that sounds like... Anyway, it sounds very, very much like you're reading from the hymn book. We're talking all things tech this morning, and Apple, surprisingly, has some news. They're working on an all-new computer concept. They're redefining computing. What does all that mean?
In their keyboards that they've got on there, they've actually designed a computer that can actually fit inside the keyboard. So all you would have to do is connect your keyboard to a monitor or wirelessly connect it to any monitor that you go along and do, and you could put a trackpad in the keyboard as well, and you've got yourself a full computer.
Right.
It's an amazing idea. It's been patented. So it's a standalone device, no cords, no cables. I reckon it's a great idea, Adam. I really do.
I can just see it work like a whole bunch of graphic design places, and you know those places that just love their Macs will will love it. They'll just have screens at places, venues, and you'll just go and it'll be mobile workplace type stuff.
Yeah, you carry your keyboard home with you, and I'll put it in your bag, and off you go.
A monitor's a fairly important part of a computer, though, so you do still need that.
You still need a monitor, otherwise you can't see anything.
Correct.
There we go.
And all those people who type without looking just annoy me. Now, that's great. I think it's a great idea. That sounds like something we should have thought of earlier.
I know. To me, it is a touch of genius that they can get this done. So they painted it, so we now sit back and see. And remember, people, that there will be an Apple announcement next week. We should hear more about it today, so if you're after a new iPhone or an iPad or a Mac, don't buy one until you hear from us next
week.
Very
good. All right.
Retailers hate me saying that.
Well, but it does, a sense of anticipation is always good. Gets people thinking about phones next week.
Yeah, you don't want to buy something this week. It's out of date next week.
Right, you've got to have your long game. You've got to run a long game. Now, look, if you were to ask me how many is Wi-Fi, I wouldn't have told you 6, and I definitely wouldn't have told you 7. But Wi-Fi 7 is coming, just like the Police Academy movies. Wi-Fi 7 is coming, and here's why you should care, Richard.
It's all about speed on Wi-Fi 7. Mm. So it's still going to have the bands on there, the 2.4, the 5, and the 6. Got to say to people out there, if you buy internet-connected devices, try and hook them up to the 2.4 band on your router, because that will work. A lot of the other bands don't seem to work with some devices out there. So just wait. 2.4 is the one to connect to. But at the moment, we've got Wi-Fi 6E. Wi-Fi 6E promises you up to 9.6 gigabits per second. Wi-Fi 7 will give you 30 gigabits per second. So really, really quickly. And they're saying it's probably going to be a realistic replacement for wired Ethernet connections. That's how quick it is. So it's all about the modern-day internet user, because we're streaming video, making video calls, gaming online, all of those sort of things, doing augmented reality, if your name's Mark Zuckerberg, and hooking up dozens of devices to the same wireless router at home. So Wi-Fi 7, it's on its way.
I mean, this is great, unless your work computer's at a Lenovo from 2016.
Yeah, but it's got Wi-Fi 2 on it.
In which case, you know.
Yeah, big cheer out to your bosses.
Yeah, hello. Welcome to everyone. We are redefining regional radio. Now, Windows 11 is updating, or is it? Are we getting that on the new stuff?
Windows 11 is out now. People are just on solving issues with Windows 11 computers at the moment for lots of people out there. Just to let people know, when you buy a Windows 11 computer, if you're on Windows 11 Home, it requires a Microsoft account for you to set it up. So you need that internet connection. You can't get around not having an internet connection with Windows 11. It didn't used to be that way on Windows 11 Pro, which some businesses will buy. Now it is. They're going to upgrade it so that Windows 11 Pro will require an internet connection and Microsoft account as well. So people don't like it because they think that Microsoft is going to gather all the data about them, which they do, but that's being on the internet, people. That's the 21st century.
Richard. They all know and they don't care.
They don't care. They know
the sites you're looking at and they don't care.
Yep. So do your telcos. Telcos know more about you than anybody else.
Right.
Just put that out there.
And
we love telcos.
They don't care.
But there is a quick workaround for it. Once you've established your account, you make a local user with admin rights on it, you don't open the Microsoft account up again. That's the easy way around it.
Find out more by listening to this very program when Richard talks, because that's ingenious, but I would never have thought of it. That's why we get you on.
That's
simple
right.
as that. Hey, how are we going in Lahore, do you reckon?
I reckon Pat Cummins struggled the other day with his flak jacket on when he was trying to run into bowls. I'll just put that out there. And you know what? Helmets for bowlers aren't a good look.
That's true. It's a lovely country.
It's lovely.
Beautiful people. Full of beautiful people.
Did you see the amount of army? Was it 4,000 cops were with them on that day? Make sure nothing happened.
They all wanted their bats signed.
There's going to be more police at the ground than there will spectators.
Right. Which yes. you know, in certain parts of the Adelaide Oval would be welcome. Let's be fair.
Exactly right. It'd be like a shield game.
Except it's a batten and shield game, and it's different. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, of course, today.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then? Can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Unleash the opportunities radio advertising brings to your business. Here's how.